director of the Freedom Center, Bobby Capps, who's director of Crosswind Ministries, the biblical counselor for our Freedom Center. And we've got a graduate today named Jason Gray, a local guy here. And we're excited about today's show. I know everybody's excited about the snow coming. I'm sure you've got your milk, you've got your bread, and ready for it to play in the snow. So it's our annual snow of the year, and they telling us we're going to get a big one, Ronnie.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. You know, last year was I was fresh on the team, and it came a big snow at the same time last year, and the guys had a big time. You know, we went over to Pickwick, sledding, and riding ATVs, and so we're hoping to get the same opportunity this year. So, you know,
bring
you
it just on. Opened that door.
Bring it on.
Well, listen, Ronnie, the Freedom Center, you got 8 guys there, a couple guys that's graduated the program now, and staying there just to continue their recovery program. And
yes, sir.
We've got beds. We was on the phone yesterday with 2 or 3 families, but we've got beds.
We do.
Tell them, why do you get help? If someone's struggling with addiction, if it's you or your family, how can they get help, Ronnie?
So there's a couple of ways. You can go to our website, which is CorinthFreedomCenter.com, or you can go to my text me on my cell phone, or call me on my cell phone, 662-416-0234. And once you go to our website, just fill out the apply now. This application process, very quick and easy. Just fill it out, and I'll call you back just shortly.
Yeah, and we want to help. We'll be part of the journey. If our program ain't a fit for you, we're going to help you find a program that is. We helped a 47-year-old guy yesterday get into a detox program.
Female, we don't care.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter.
And
it's we'll a female, you. We can help. We'll let Truett walk the journey there and stuff, so. We've got a lot of outlets, from God's House of Hope to the Home of Grace, the Nashville Rescue Mission, the Transformation Ranch.
Yeah.
There's a lot of programs that we're connected to that we can help. And treatment facilities, if it's some sort of mental health, detox and stuff, we've got an outlet for that too. And so we're excited. We're thankful we get to do it. Been doing that for over 20 years here in North Mississippi. We're just thankful we get to do that, Ronnie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're super excited about Jason. You know, Jason's been with us for 12 weeks. It's been like a concert the last 12 weeks. You know, he's got the nickname Jammin' Jason. Every time I come in, in the center, he's playing his guitar. It sounds like somebody, like a third day concert. But, Ralph's going to miss it. You know, Ralph enjoys it a lot. But, he's going to be a miss. I'm super proud of him.
Well, and we brought Ralph's name up. Let's take a moment.
Yeah, please do.
And let's pray for Ralph's family. Ralph's son, Duncan, is missing.
Yeah.
Maybe you've seen the social media reports that a young man's missing, 38-year-old. That is our guy, Ralph's son. So, let's just take a moment here on the radio and just pray for a community. I noticed that there was another elderly guy missing last night, but I think they found him safe.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just take a moment and pause, and we're just going to take a moment and let Bobby pray for Ralph and his family, his son Duncan.
Lord, we just come to you. When we have no place else to go, our only hope is you. Even when we have some place to go, our only hope is you. And so we need your help. We just pray that you'll help us find this guy. We just pray that your will be done. We just pray that you'll help us. Your beloved son said in his last moment, "Into thy hand I commit my spirit." And Lord, we trust this son into your hands and pray that you'll help him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we want to pray for that. We're community-minded. We're community-driven. And so we want to be part of that. If we can ever help, we're just praying. Or if you've got a need, that's what our ministries is for. Bobby's been at Crosswind Ministry now for how long, Bobby?
17-plus.
17-plus years. Crosswind's been in this community now for 20 years. I've been at Living Free now for over 20 years. Ronnie over here has been part of the Freedom Center really since day one, 3 years. and stuff. So we've been in this community, and we want to be part of the solution and part of going forward. If you've got a need, if you just need somebody to pray with you, you can always reach out to us, and we'll do that for you. We want to give you some information on how to stay in touch with this show, be a part of this show. Today's a big day because we got Jason Gray here, and he's graduating the Freedom Center, I think alumni number 63.
Yeah.
I have to confirm that with Ralph, but I believe that's right. So, brother, we're thankful for you. We're thankful that you're here with us. We're going to get into your story in the next segment. But Jason's a local guy, graduated Alcorn Central High School, grew up right there in the Farmington Central area, and so it was exciting to get to help Jason and watch the journey here and still be part of it. But you can be part of our radio show by listening anywhere. Last week, I was out of town. I got to listen to it online. A big shout out to Angel Quinn for filling in for us, and Ronnie and Kirby being her sidekick and stuff. And I tell you what, guys, she really helped y'all too.
Angel, thank you. You know, last week you last week you spoiled us. You had everything listed out.
Are now you we're, saying we don't?
Now we're just flying off the cuff.
Are you saying we don't, Ronnie?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. But you can listen. I listen to us online at supertalk.fm Corinth. So I probably got some guys listening from Chattanooga. But you can listen anywhere in the world. Jimmy Carter passed away this week. A couple of years ago, I was in Atlanta. I went to the Jimmy Carter Library one Thursday morning, and I listened to our radio show how I sat in Jimmy Carter's library. So that just stood out to me this week when Jimmy Carter passed away. But you can also go back on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. Look up any of our old past shows. We'll have, like today, it'll have Jason Gray's graduation at the top. And we have it all posted on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. Click on the listen page, and it's kind of like a podcast page there, and you can listen to that anytime.
And today, to pick up on the Jim Carter thing, today's the National Day of Mourning for him. His funeral at the National Cathedral happens today, and so you can watch that on the television. And he was our oldest president that ever, first one ever to make it to 100 years, and had a really wonderful outreach service life that those of us who are in the service business are proud of.
Well, we get to do this show because of our sponsors. And listen, we're going to need a few sponsors. Some of these sponsors is falling off, so we'd like to add a couple of them. But today's show is sponsored by Carm Mattress Furniture Outlet. Mattress of the Month sale starts this month, and check us out there on Highway 72. Nick Bain, Nick is a friend to our ministry. Nick Bain is a friend to the community, so any of your legal needs and stuff, reach out to Nick Bain. Wilco Real Estate Group, they're celebrating 5 years. My wife's company's been open 5 years this month, so reach out to Maria, Olivia, any of that team for any of your real estate needs. Outpost Outdoors there in Pickwick for any of your outdoor needs, side-by-side riding and all that, RV outlets and stuff. That's Outpost Outdoors there in Pickwick. Hudson Windows Solutions, our friend Perry Hudson for any of your windows. Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo, Bart and Dawn Dorn, been longtime supporters, and we're thankful for Bart and Dawn there for any of your pharmacy needs in Tishomingo County. Crosswind Ministries here in Corinth and Living Free Ministries in Corinth. And our local Subways, my friend Daniel Arthur stopped last night and got me a footlong ham and cheese when I went on. So always good to get a footlong.
What bread do you get it on?
I got it on white bread last night. A lot of times I get it on the flatbread, but I splurged last night. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Jason Gray, and we're going to talk about his journey through the Freedom Center. We'll be right back.
Wilco Real Estate. Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. If you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines, Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Hi, it's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment. That first segment just flew right by like we wasn't even here, I thought, man. And I'm Tommy Wilson. I'm here with Bobby Capps, Ronnie Martin, and we've got Jason Gray here with us today. Jason's a local guy, like I said. Grew up, graduated school at Alcorn Central. His family has been part of the community there. You know, he grew up here. He's been here. So, Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I got to say a shout-out to my mama.
Yeah.
Her birthday's today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, mama. Love you.
Yeah. 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 Does that mean Tommy Joe gets a cake today or something?
I was hoping I would.
Well, Jason, I've known you for a few years, and you know what, we've met and talked over the years and now and stuff, and I've seen you in different places, and I can remember seeing you at McAllister's one time when I was working there and talking to you and stuff, and now we come full circle, and now you checked into the Freedom Center. What got you there? What got you in the Freedom Center, man? Tell us a little bit about your life here.
Well, I had about 20 years of addiction. I dealt with some ruptured disc. I had about 6 ruptured discs in my back and lost a job, and then went into full-blown addiction with pain pills and other things. It led me through a depression, and that's about where I was at. About 3 years ago, though, I had to deal with something that was probably the hardest thing I ever had to deal with. We woke up to a gunshot about 15-1 on a Saturday morning, and just to let you know, my father was an awesome Christian man, but he committed suicide, and I didn't know how to handle it. My mom had me committed, and I spent 3 months in a state hospital. And they put me on a lot of psych meds. And it was to deaden everything. I was numb to dealing with the pain. But coming through the Freedom Center, I was able to grieve. I was able to deal with that pain in a good way. And I love you guys. Y'all have helped me so much.
Well, Bobby, you've met with Jason a whole lot through this journey, and you know the story better than I do. And I knew his dad. I knew his family. I'd actually just seen his dad not long before all that, but worked with his dad one time at Tecumseh, and seen his dad and him at Glendale. But you've been there. Ronnie, you've spent 12 weeks with him, day in, day out. Bobby, you've met with him, counseling and stuff. We've seen him kind of go forward now, yeah. You know. And I, when he was sharing that, Bobby, you can feed off this or go a different direction, but I thought about, blessed are those who are mourned, you know. Me and you've been together over several of these situations and stuff. And Bobby's always talking about learning how to grieve right.
Yeah, what I mean, and not to to tell Ronnie's story, but Ronnie lost a brother.
Yeah.
And you know, and one of the main stuck places that we get where the pain just won't go away and it's overwhelming, and so we just keep on medicating in all of our different ways, is grief. We don't know how to get over it. We don't know how to deal with certain aspects of it. There are certain aspects that we kind of deal with, but we get stuck in other areas. Ronnie's got stuck in a particular area, and Jason got stuck in a particular area, and what happens is that you know, grief was God's plan to comfort us. He said, blessed are you who grieve, for you'll be comforted. So that was his plan. His plan, my way to get you to accept this loss, to get you to figure out how to live a good and holy life in spite of this loss was grief, that process. And of course, psychologists throughout, you know, the last 100 years have put their eye on it, tried to figure out what the process is, like what do you go through. And so that's been helpful to us a little bit because we understand it. But the Lord's already told us about grief. He's already told us about you know, the what it is and how to go through it. And so one of the things that we do is we recognize when someone's, one of their core issues, if you will, I was thinking about a couple other guys that have been through, and their core issues, you know, like my life fell apart when, and, you know, and if that when is, you know, over the death of this loved one, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, by the well, did you grieve that well, or did you get any help working through that? And no, it still hurts today just like it did the day it happened. You know, it's like, okay, well, that was 3 years ago in your case. In Ronnie's case, it was
9 years
before. And so it's like, and so it's like, well, you're not supposed to stay stuck forever, you know? And so we had to work through that. And there were some, one of the things that Jason and I did was there was a particular place where he was pointedly traumatized in a particular aspect of his dad's death that he couldn't, like, not talk about. Like, if you ever talked about it, it was that particular aspect that was always highlighted, if you will. And so we just grabbed a hold of that highlight because he was, right, the wonderful counselor who's the Lord himself, well, he'll push those things to the surface so that those of us who are in the community of faith can help each other deal with them, right? And so it's that thing. If we listen to each other, we're listening to each other's hearts.
Yeah.
And what comes to the surface is the stuff we need to deal with. And so that kept coming to the surface in our counseling, like Ronnie's kept coming to the surface in our counseling. And so we were like, okay, well, we need to really care for this particular area. And so we went out and we really cared for it well. And the Lord will, over time, I appreciate what Ronnie said because that was 3 years ago when Ronnie was here. And And he said, he still told Jason, today, it's still a journey.
Yeah.
Like, don't be thinking I'm not still grieving my brother's loss. But I'm better with it today than I was. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm way freer than I was. Yeah. And it's not as debilitating as it was.
When we lost Bronson,
yeah.
And you was the first guy that come found me.
Yeah.
And just making sure I was okay. And I was, and just walked that journey. And it was because of the circle of faith, the family of faith that was surrounding us.
Yeah, First Peter says that we're a family of sufferers, and that all over the world, God's people are suffering with the same stuff that everybody else is suffering with, and that we need to be there for each other. And so, so we stick our head in the family of sufferers and we help each other, we comfort each other with the comfort that God gave us. And
so with Jason in that particular place was going back home.
It was at the spot, the area that happened.
Made a trip back home.
Yeah.
Just to work through things.
Yes, sir.
And where you at today? You're going forward now.
I am. Yeah.
And our plan, you going to stay with us a little while?
Man, yeah, somebody's got to cook.
Well, Cleavy said it did take you 2 hours to watch 60 minutes.
That's exactly right.
Cleavy just texted. Let me tell you what he just said about you, besides taking you 2 hours to watch 60 minutes. He did say proud of you, Jason. I was one of the lucky ones that got to witness firsthand God's favor on your life.
Amen.
Thank you, Cleve.
If you want to text anything about Jason or reach out, you can text us at 662-603-9829. Comment for Jason, comment, or if you want to ask a question, maybe you got a question to Bobby about this grieving. Because at some point in life,
we got to get well.
Yeah, but I mean, at some point in life, we're all going to be in that moment.
Everybody already has, right? I mean, honestly, I mean, some of us have lost our jobs. Some of us have that our future, our preferred future that we have dreamed about ever since we was a kid is now not going to, we've realized it's not going to materialize. I mean, like, we suffer loss all the time. We really do. Mm-hmm. And, of course, these really deep losses that come from the death of a loved one, especially the death of a loved one before they were supposed to or in some horrible way or something like that. I mean, Ronnie's brother was a young man, and it's like he ain't supposed to die,
How often do you think about that, Ronnie?
Daily, but it doesn't bother me like it used to, It's just a process.
Even with me, I think about Bronson every day. Some days, Bobby, I get mad. I'd like to jerk him up by his freaking neck. And some days I cry.
Well, and anger is a part of it, right? I mean, it's part of the grief cycle, and here's why. Because an anger is an emotional response to an injustice, and it's not fair. It's not fair, It's not right. Something's not right that, I don't care what it is, that remember the girl that the community grieved just a couple months ago, that she had a car wreck, and something's not right, that a dad gets so, suffers so much.
I was sitting here thinking about Jason at home in a bed at 1 o'clock in the morning or something.
And there's just something not right about, us losing people. Death is, just for the fun of it, in case y'all didn't remember, death is God's last enemy. I mean, don't be acting like... we always try to celebrate death. What are you doing? It's the enemy of God. I hate death. I hate it. I mean, God has declared the first fruits of his victory over death is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I know that he won the battle with it. Yeah. But man, I hate it. And it's his last enemy. He's going to put it under his feet someday, and there'll never be any more death, and there won't be any more tears in our eyes. But until then, we have to grieve to each other.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and ask Jason over the last 12 weeks how you walked through some of these things, how you're going to go forward in the next 12 weeks and stuff. So we're going to let you share a little more and ask you a few questions.
Right.
If you've got a question for Jason, reach out to us, text us. If you got a comment, 662-603-9829. We'll be right back.
this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help, or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring in a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Car, Mississippi. And listen, we've got big news for the year 2025. We've got a mattress of the month every month this year. And starting in January, we're going to go with a Sub-Zero in all sizes. It's made by Capital Bedding. You can save up to $300 this month. Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here on Highway 72. And remember, you got to come 3 miles west of high prices to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
We welcome you back to our show, and that was my commercial there at the end. Just a reminder, we are having a mattress of the month every month this year, and this month is the Sub-Zero mattress right there on Highway 72. Go by and check it out, up to $300 savings on some Kings. All right, listen, Jason, you have completed the 12-week discipleship program there at the Freedom Center. Tell us, like, what's that been like? Because you, how many other programs have you been in?
I've been through
State Hospital.
State Hospital. Then I went into Region 4 for about 28 days. It was a 12-step program.
Yeah. Went to the Dream Center.
Yeah, for about 2 weeks. I had a seizure there and then was brought back out. But the Freedom Center, I think of the Freedom Center as more of like a men's Bible study. We spend a lot of time with God all together.
Yeah.
And we have fun, but, you know, we really like to have fun with learning about God, learning the Word. And it's really helped me focus on where I need to be in life altogether. I plan to stick around for a little bit.
Yeah, you guys, you to stick around.
Y'all really been an inspiration to me. Shout out to the Freedom Center guys.
Yeah. Well, I asked Josh last night. Josh wrote back, me and Ronnie, and I was just asking him last night, had he ever been in a program where you got to go to basketball games, you got to go to churches, you got to go to the gym.
Got to go out and eat.
Yeah, got to go out and eat. Listen, our program's about doing life together and learning how to do life in a community in the right way. And that's one of the things. You've been back in the community now for 12 weeks in a positive way, Jason. So tell us about through the counseling and the group, just learning to deal with this tragic loss, but also how it's helped you today to start where you can move forward.
Well, there's been a few verses. One of them was Isaiah 41:10, and it says, "Do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be afraid, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you and I will hold on to you with my righteous hand. Mm. You know, I had been mad at God for a long time. I'd lost a job due to an injury, and I ended up with addiction, lost my family, lost home, lost vehicles, started losing. I didn't know how to lose. You know, I'd had ministries throughout the years with doing Christian music. I was in several Christian rock bands and put together several Southern Gospel quartets. That's kind of one extreme to the other, but I enjoy music altogether. And I was so mad at God, I just even threw music away. And I was like, hey, you know, you're not going to use me. I ain't. He took everything away, it seemed. But, hey, he giveth, and he takes away, too. In the Freedom Center, though, you guys helped me a lot seeing where I can be. You know, he gives us that future and a hope.
Yeah. Well, and you said something last night, and you've told me this. Your brother, Tommy Joe, at one of the brotherhoods or something, and he said Tommy Joe hadn't been the one that just kind of huggy-dubby or love you or something. He walked up and told you he was proud of you and stuff.
Yeah, I had come out of the state hospital, been there for about 3 months, and after going into Region 4, that had been a good four-month period. And, you know, I love you, brother. You don't get I love you a lot. And it had been 4 months, and after I got back home, he came to me, and he put his arms around me, and he said, I love you, little brother.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Ronnie, we've seen his brother and mom come around, especially his brother, and that's been a joy to see how that's played out. And we love to see families reunited, you know, and kind of...
And let me highlight something about that story, because that's an important story if you're thinking about God's grace. I'm at my worst. I've lost my mind. My whole world has fallen apart. Mm-hmm. And the person who knows me puts his arm around me and says, I love you anyways.
Yeah.
You're good with me.
Yeah.
And that's what God does. And what he experienced was a touch of one-way love. I don't expect anything in return. I'm taking you just like you are. And I'm going to put my arms around you and tell you that I love you anyways. And that's what God does. And God is this one-way lover who, in moments of our distress, at the bottom, he comes and says, hey, I love you. And that changes everything. It really does.
Well,
and it's a story that he constantly goes back to.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's the imputation. It's this God, like, it's this point of the pen, if you will, where God just touches my heart in a certain way. And it always comes when I'm like, don't deserve it, and it's unexpected, but I so need it. I just so need to know that everything's going to be okay. And guess what told him everything's going to be okay? He's still loved.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be okay. I mean, like, there's a profound lesson in that one moment that he had with his brother. And one of the things that's important for you to see about it is the impact it made on him. Mm-hmm. If he tells a story, that's going to be part of the story.
Yeah. It has been so far. So what about us? Let's go even around into Freedom Center, Jason, where you've been surrounded by brothers. You've seen, I don't know how many guys graduate since you've been here, and you've become close with guys there at the program now and things. So what's it like to have that brotherhood there that where y'all are there to encourage each other? You've been the cook, you've been the chef, and kind of been the lead person in the kitchen, seems like, but what about the brotherhood that y'all formed there at Freedom Center?
That was probably the first thing that I recognized was brotherly love. I hadn't had that in a long time, but these guys took me in when I didn't think that anybody would take me in. You know, I felt like I was shunned. Nobody cared. But these guys, man, you guys have just opened your hearts and minds to, it's okay. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to go through things. You know, you ain't the only one.
The other night, we went back to Alcorn Central High School to watch a basketball game. How many years has it been since you've been there?
Probably since 95.
So just back in the community. The community that he'd been a part of. And stuff. So I little things like that's big to me. You know, that's the reason, like, when we go to a restaurant, we go inside. That way you can see community. If I sit in a car in the drive-thru, I don't see nobody.
No.
You know, we learn how to do community again, and that's one of the things you've learned how to do, yes, Jason. Sir.
So, yeah, that's huge. You know, I've been in several treatment programs myself. And, you know, so when you're behind four doors throughout the 12 weeks or a year, however long it is, you know, when you get back out, you get overwhelmed. So, you know, that's just what we do. You know, that's a big part of what we do. So you're not overwhelmed, you know, whenever you graduate. I think that's what sets us apart.
Jason Howe, now as we graduate tonight, you're going to stay on with us a little while. What's next, though? How, what are you going to do going forward?
Well, I think God's got a plan for me. I've been in music for most all my life, and he's starting to wrap me back in that. I see some things happening with getting back into Christian music and ministry.
Okay. Cleve gonna be your agent or something?
He's gonna be funding it.
I just wondered. I mean, you and Ian and Cleve.
I got Kyle doing security. So.
Okay.
There you go.
We got the whole team now, man.
Danny's going to be driving the bus, yeah, since he's got his CDL.
Yeah, so we've got a plan, man. Well, Jason, man, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you, and we're proud that you're going to stay with us.
Yes, sir.
Jason's still walking through some legal stuff.
I have faith it's taken care of. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, we're going to walk the journey with you no matter what and stuff. So that's just part of it, and continuing to be part of the community. You know, we believe as you get ready to leave someday, finding your place in a church. Do you know how many churches you've been to, Jason, since you've been with us?
Oh, wow, probably 200.
A bunch of them. But in Grace Chapel, honored you last night, gave you a gift.
Yes,
and you got to share a little bit there last night.
Yes,
so that was special. We believe you find your place in the church. Find your place in a support group. Continue to work on the guy in the mirror.
Yeah.
And then just learning how to do life in the right way, you know. Learning how to do life. Getting up each day and going to do the right thing and stuff. So, and that's our plan going forward and stuff. And we're excited about that, Jason.
Thank you.
Guys, Bobby, it's been, you know, when we started putting this together 4 years ago, do you know that 4 years ago in February, we started this radio show.
Hmm.
So we're fixing to start our fifth year. But so that when we started putting the Freedom Center together and ideals and we started to meet, it was people like Jason Gray who we had in our mind that we wanted to minister to.
Absolutely.
Somebody that was depressed, somebody that was oppressed, somebody that was out of hope.
Broken. Yeah.
You know, our verse out of Psalms, he saves the brokenhearted, mm-hmm, the one's broken spirit. That verse describes Jason Gray.
Absolutely.
And to be able to see that God just kind of pumped life back into him,
mm-hmm,
like an air machine, really. I pulled up yesterday, and for whatever reason, Truett Brown's out there with an air compressor airing his tire up. He didn't know what he was doing. But, it aired the tire. And that's kind of like when Jason got to us, he was deflated.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we've seen God just put life back into you and put hope back into you, put color back onto you. And to go forward, put weight on you. I don't know how much weight you gained.
I was at 153. When I came in, I'm at 183 now. So
you gained 30 pounds in 12 weeks. So, and you're the cook.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, but that's the reason we're there, Bobby.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, we have one simple thing. Jesus Christ can change your life.
Amen.
That's it.
And we hang our hat on it, and you come to know him through his holy word, right? I mean, that's it. And God's Spirit grants life and faith and repentance and hope and all that as we care for each other's souls and point each other to Christ and take each other to his word. I mean, and you know, they say in some circles it works if you work it. Well, how God's deal is that God works and it works because he works.
Yeah.
And because, like, I ain't got to do nothing to get God to do work. God works. I mean, I can't rescue myself. I have to be rescued. Mm. I don't climb up out of the pit. He delivers me out of the pit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I can't make my dead self alive. He has to breathe life into me. And so we believe that, and we believe that that comes by the means. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's word. And so we just fire hose these people with Jesus and his love and his word, and trust the Lord that he'll do his miracle work on their hearts.
Yeah. Hey, if you want help, need help, if it's you or your family member, go to our webpage, carandfreedomcenter.com. Fill out the application. Get the process started. We can get you help pretty quick. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
All right, we're working back to our last segment. And in the break, Jason was telling me something like, during how he was with us over the last few weeks, we buried one of our brothers that had graduated and went home and struggled with some things. But then all of a sudden you told me that another brother that had just graduated had to check back in.
Yeah.
And tell us, Jason, what that done for you.
Man, that hit me hard. You know, the addiction's real. And man, it'll hit you sooner than you think you know it. We were studying about a crippled man in John chapter 5, and anyway, there was one verse that stuck out to me. Jesus told the man, he said, "Sin no more, or something worse might happen to you." And, you know, we continue with that addiction, we might not even be here.
Well, you said last night when you were sharing at Grace Chapel that, man, this is serious. You've
it is.
Seen it serious.
It is. Yeah, addiction is a serious thing. It'll take you before
60,
you know it.
Out of 63 guys now over there on that memorial table, they six guys that we've got their certificate and picture for a memorial. So that's about 10%.
And be honest with you, I won't be on that table.
But we don't want you on that table.
Yeah, we don't want you there.
Yeah. So we want you to go forward. We want you to go back in our community and help us do positive things and go forward. Truett just walked in eating your donuts.
Yeah, I know. He took me to Chick-fil-A. He was wanting to take me on Sunday, though.
Yeah. That sounds like Truett. Yeah. Well, listen, guys. Graduation is tonight at 6 o'clock, Living Free Ministries. We're on. I think the weather's going to hold off past that sometime. So at 6 o'clock tonight, Living Free will host a meeting tonight. It's graduation. Jason will be sharing more of his story tonight. You're going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing and play.
You're going to sing and play? Is Ian bringing a five-gallon bucket?
Dude, that's what he's talking about. I don't know.
I don't know.
We got to find the five-gallon bucket, though.
Yeah. Well, we'll get Cleavy to get everything lined up for y'all. But listen, Jason, we're proud of you.
Thank you, sir. You are. Thank y'all.
I love you. Proud of you. Proud that you're going to stick with us a little while. And we want to be part of this journey. You know, how old are you?
Oh, man. 47? Don't tell my. Yeah, I'm 47.
47. Yeah. What year did you graduate?
95
there at Alcorn Central High.
Yes, sir.
So we want you to stick around here for 40 more years at least and help us in the community, you know, and help the next Jason Gray.
Yeah.
There's another Jason Gray out there that's struggling.
Yeah.
There's another friend somewhere that's at home, depressed, locked up in a dark room and don't know how to get out. And you're the guy that's going to be able to unlock
the door. There's a song that I've heard that says we all fall down, but it's a getting up that really counts. We live and we learn. Help someone up when it's their turn. And that's what y'all have done for me. You've helped me up when it was y'all's turn.
You want to say thanks to anybody else?
Man, just thank the Freedom Center guys. I probably forget all y'all's names, but Larry, Kyle, and the ones that's graduated, Mike, all them guys out there. And Cleavy.
Mike came last night.
Yeah, he did. He's still coming around, Pig, yeah.
So some of the alumni brother was there.
Ian, I make sure I get him in there. Matt, Brother Josh, roommate? Larry.
Larry's your roommate? Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's the reason Winders is not there.
Yeah, it is. We're the only one with the window, so, you know, he was trying to crawl out the other night.
Yeah. Bobby, again, one of the pivot moves was going back to that spot.
Yeah.
You know, and that seems like that may have been a breaking point. He talked about that with me a couple of times. He brought that up. He's talked that about a couple of times about his brother moment and stuff. So a lot of this stuff has stuck with him.
Things still live around there.
Yeah.
Those roses are out there. You know, the grass is still growing. And that really meant a lot to me. You know, life is still going on there.
Yeah, we sanctify things in the wrong way sometimes. We make places, you know, places of death, if you will. And actually, you know, the resurrection is proof that there's life in death.
Amen.
And my heart's proof of that, and so is ours. And so, sometimes it's just important to go back and remember that, you know, in the middle of tragedy, life is still there. And so that the place doesn't have such a heavy weight on us. So, good deal. And we're having our meeting tonight. Don't miss it. I know that you're afraid of the weather. I think that it's coming in a couple minutes after. Yeah, I mean, it'll be like almost midnight before the snow starts. And so please come and spend the evening with us and listen to Jason's story.
We're going to have a meal afterwards.
And really look forward to that. And of course, if you haven't gotten your, you know, case of water and all the things,
you may be out of luck.
Nervous
on
about,
bread.
Yeah, you may be out of luck.
Yeah,
so,
maybe out of luck on milk and bread. Hey, next week we're gonna have Josh Barton here with from the Home
yeah,
of Grace.
There you go.
The week after that, we're gonna have a lady, Darlene Johnson, who has a ministry there, and things that we've got. It's a couple of great weeks lined up. Again tonight, Living Free Ministries, 6 o'clock. Jason Gray graduation. Come out and support him, encourage him. He needs to be encouraged. He needs a group around him, surrounding him now to go forward, okay? So you can go back on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com, to listen to today's show. It'll be posted sometime today or tomorrow. You can go back and listen to any of our shows by going to that page.
If you need help, corinthfreedomcenter.com.
Yep.
Just
yep.
Hit help now. Fill out really easy way to get help, and Ronnie will call you like real fast, so please do that.
Absolutely, or call my cell phone, 662-416-0234. Again, 662-416-0234.
And happy birthday, Jason's mom.
Is that 24 hours a day, Ronnie?
A lot of times it is.
All right, well, listen, tonight's graduation also will be on our Facebook Live page, Living Free Facebook, so it'll be there just for anybody that can't get there. But again, Jason, we're proud of you.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Are.
We're
thank
proud
you.
Of you. I can't say that enough. I'm thankful that people finishes the journey with us.
Yeah.
And really, it's just a start.
It is. It 3 months ain't enough.
No, it's
it
not.
Ain't.
But you know what? 3 years ain't either. But 3 months is a good start and stuff. And you've been equipped. You've been engaged. To go forward now.
Yeah.
And things. So we're excited again tonight at 6 o'clock. Come out and support Jason. Listen, we always end the radio show with Jude. And we're going to ask Ronnie Martin to carry us out of that. One more time, corinthfreedomcenter.com for help.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tommy. So, Book of Jude, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you next week.